Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KSTX 89.1 FM. My name's Nathan Cohn, and every other week, Deirdre Saravia, the host of our world music program, brings in a new artist or an established artist and talks about their latest bit of music. Deirdre, who are we listening to today? Somebody kind of famous for one reason or the other.
You're absolutely right. And the somewhat controversial CD, Little French Songs by Carla Bruni. Now, I know this album has been analysed to death, but that doesn't detract from the fact that it's a really pleasant-sounding collection of little French songs.
Well, why has it been analysed to death, and what's controversial about it?
Well, we all know, I hope, who Carla Bruni happens to be, and her husband is the ex-president of France. I guess it's the song titles and the subject matter. The one that's raised the most eyebrows is The Penguin, although Carla hastens to explain that she's not singing about the present president of France, François Hollande. Au contraire, this song pertains to any rude, unpleasant, and haughty character.
And folks can just decide if she's singing about the current French president, yeah?
Exactly.
Well, let's hear some of this.
C'est le pingouin que l'on aperçoit tout matin. Les bras ballants, le pingouin. Les bras ballants, mais l'œil hautain. Car il prétend, le pingouin, être sûr de ce qui est certain. Il est savant, ce pingouin. Il a étudié son latin et son accent, le pingouin. Mais quand il parle, on n'entend rien. Il bouffe ses mots, le pingouin.
The Penguin by Carla Bruni from her latest release, Little French Songs. Any more songs that provoked gossip on here?
Oh, sure there are. Shay, Keith and Anita refers to the house on the Côte d'Azur, shared by the Rolling Stones' Keith Richards and Anita Pallenberg in the 70s. Quite a Shangri-La. Drinking, smoking, hanging out. And yes, Carla was also there with her then boyfriend, Mick Jagger. Happy days.
If they can remember it.
Dans son berceau, sous son chapeau à Zanzibar ou à Bordeaux, dans son cauchemar, seul au tableau, dans un plumard, dans son tombeau, dans le brouillard, ou au fil de l'eau, on est là où l'on peut. Mais moi je ne suis pas là, non, 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 je suis chez Keith et Anita. C'est la fin de l'été, mais il fait encore doux, ma foi.
From her recently released CD, Little French Songs, that was Carla Bruni singing Chez Keith and Anita. I believe there's also a song on the CD about her present husband, Nicolas Sarkozy, we referenced as the former president of France.
Oh yes, and the love of her life. I remember reading somewhere that this was an electric experience for both of them when they met over dinner. She called her love song to him Raymond.
But that's not his name.
No, she could have called him anything, but she says she wanted a really ordinary name. I'm sorry to all you Raymonds out there, but that's her explanation. Sarkozy is such an extraordinary fellow. She had to make him appear more approachable, I guess.
Mon Raymond, il vient d'ailleurs, et personne n'a ses manières, ni de dire, ni de faire, ni de goûter au bonheur. Mon Raymond, il est unique, avec ses yeux de mes anges, avec ses airs de métèque, hongrois juif de Salamique.
Mon Raymond, a.k.a. Nicolas Sarkozy. Some folks say he might run for the president of France again in 2017.
Well, provided the Bettencourt scandal gets laid to rest before then, this is when he persuaded the heiress of the L'Oréal fortune to contribute heavily to his campaign. You know, I really like Carla Bruni's singing style. It's very French and insouciant, even though she's actually Italian. But she references other French and American singers in Little French Song, which she sings in English, Italian, and French.
Try for a little French song. Quand les méchants sonnent leur gong, moi je chante une little French song.
That's called Little French Song. It's from the CD Little French Songs by Carla Bruni. It's Deirdre Saravia's pick this week. You can read more about it on our website at tpr.org. Hear the music and more every Saturday night at 8 o'clock on World Music with Deirdre Saravia. Deirdre, thanks for bringing it in.
As always, it was a pleasure.
Don't forget, you can follow Deirdre on Twitter at tprworldmusic for more news from the world of world music.